Harrison, and you're listening to Susan Harrison's Back Row and Edinburgh Fringe Special. This is a special episode where Hayley Danks and Ruth Goodchild dissect the Edinburgh Fringe. Enjoy!
Hello, it's Hayley Danks here.
And Ruth Goodchild over here, hello.
And we're in the bustling hubbub of King's Cross London.
Station, yes. Mm-hmm. Heading where?
Heading to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Exactly.
Which also has the Edinburgh
International
Festival.
Fringe, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The biggest of all the fringes.
There's lots of fringes, but this is the biggest arts festival in the world, so I understand.
Yeah.
So obviously we need to be there.
Obviously, yeah. They were clamouring for our attendance.
Exactly.
And
we relented.
Yeah.
We relented.
So I see, Ruth, you've got a lovely suitcase on wheels there, sort of.
I do.
Moleskin. It's entirely moleskin.
I was thinking of going for a sort of 1960s, 70s one without wheels.
Yeah.
I like the way it makes my life harder.
Yeah.
You know.
You like a struggle.
I like a struggle. I like difficulty getting upstairs.
Yeah.
And not stairs, sort of flat surfaces.
Yeah.
I just like that, really. But no, I relented and I thought I'd bring myself into the 21st century and went with the wheelie bag in
the
end.
I love it.
Yeah, thank you.
I have one carrier bag with me.
Ah, that's different.
Yes, well.
It's what I'd expect from you, though.
Yeah.
You know.
Expect the unexpected.
Exactly.
For me, I think we both really like, I think both of us believe that without endeavour, there's no achievement.
No
creativity.
No.
So, obviously, I've packed deliberately light. I'm not going to have all the necessary things with me.
Clothes.
So that I can figure that out when I'm
exactly.
up there.
Exactly.
How else does one meet the locals if not to go into their shop and say, right, where can I find a manicure set?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, a jacket and a jumper and some trousers.
Some slacks.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Some chinos.
Yeah. This is exciting.
It is.
Now, you've got the fringe brochure
I
there,
do.
Which is incredibly useful.
It is.
It's a Bible.
It is. And it's written on sort of Bible paper as well.
Yeah.
What do we think about the quality of the paper?
Just going to have a little...
See what I mean?
Okay, yeah. I mean, for me, I like the fact that it's deliberately porous, it's deliberately
yes.
light. If you get it wet in the rain...
It will literally disintegrate in your hands.
Disintegrate, yeah.
You know,
I think that reflects theatre, the transient
it's
nature.
Ephemeral. Yeah. It's there and then it's not.
Yeah.
It's just like this programme.
Yeah. What do you think of the layout...
They've gone for alphabetical.
Yeah.
Which is a bit disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why not just sort of shake it up so that you have to just pour through all the pages to find what you want? Alphabetical. A to Z. I mean, it's been done, hasn't it?
It's been done over and over. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been in the Edinburgh Fringe in your youth, but when I was at university, of course, I was in a devised piece, and we called ourselves... A. So that we would be first in the programme.
And did you make it to first?
No.
No. There was another one with one extra A, right?
Yeah. But still, nevertheless, we were on the first page.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to think we were quite sort of subversive and rebellious.
Yes. I mean, that's never been done, has it?
No.
Lots of A's.
No.
And I know that if I'm looking for a show, I'll just start at the first page...
Yeah.
And make my way from there.
Yeah, how far... I see you've got a bookmark.
I do.
On page 217.
There you go.
So, obviously, that's as far as you've read. I love it that you read it in sequence.
Yes. Exactly. Well, I think that's the way to approach most textbooks.
Yeah.
You know, thesauruses, encyclopedias.
Right.
Wikipedia. Start at the beginning and make your way through it.
Right.
No.
So with Wikipedia, do you approach that alphabetically?
Yes.
Or date entry?
I'm still on the numbers at the moment.
Okay, great.
So I'm learning about the number 3,000.
Okay, that's amazing. I mean, that's an ambitious topic. It's going to take you a while.
It's going to take me a while. But, you know, as we said at the beginning of this podcast, life's nothing without a struggle.
Yeah.
So I like things to be a struggle.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go back to the brochure and let's talk about the cover.
Oh, gosh.
T is a triumph of design.
It's... I can't begin to express the uniqueness, the vibrancy, the creativity that one experienced. I just felt a literal flush of joy when I read it.
Yeah. What I love is the way they've gone with Impact as a font, which you can get, you know, on any computer.
Yeah.
They haven't gone, let's design our own font.
They've democratised it.
Exactly. Anyone, literally anyone, could make this.
No, you're right, Ruth. And I think that's reflected in the can I call it poetry? Yes, I'm going to.
I think you should call it poetry.
It's reflected in the poetry. Literally anyone can
come up with this.
That. And yet, I mean, that's clever, isn't it? They've commissioned someone a very large amount of money.
Yeah.
A copywriter, perhaps? Who knows? An advertiser? Who knows? Literally anyone. That's the spirit of the Fringe right there.
If there's one thing that advertisers know, it's art.
Yeah.
Okay? And they've gone... Let's do rhyming couplets, because that's something everyone can relate to.
You're right.
Let's not have multiple colours. No. Let's just go with one colour.
Yeah. And even the sort of... tonally. Yes. I love the simplicity of it. I'm going to read, if I may.
Yeah, please do. Okay, please do.
This may contain material that will shock or offend. It's not a stunt or some attempt at a trend. I mean, you know... We sort of expected that rhyme, but that's what's unique about it, the fact that you...
You did expect it.
And it did arrive.
And it did arrive.
Yeah.
It came at you like a train. We're in a station.
Oh,
it came at us like a train.
Yes.
And then it arrived at the station. Yeah.
Prompt. And on time.
On time.
With nothing different about it. It's just lovely. I mean, you know, stand-ups standing up for what they believe. And I think, you know,
that is
so reflective of stand-up comedy. I don't know... Any stand-ups that are not there just ploughing on with what they believe.
Absolutely. Exactly. If there's one thing the Fringe shouldn't be, it's about getting onto television or making money.
No,
it shouldn't be that. It should just be about pure artistic endeavour.
I mean, you know, any of the stand-up comedians. I was flicking through the Avalon brochure yesterday. All manner of lovely young men leaping out of the page at me.
Scratching their heads. Looking quizzical.
Yeah, and you know, these amazingly tight jeans. And I just thought, these men are standing up for what they believe.
Absolutely. No going with whatever the wind of public opinion goes. Not for them.
Let's just see what else really, really struck me. Yes. A song may have no words or even no rhythm. Nothing is certain. Nothing's a given.
Given. Excellent.
I'm just going to let that sort of sink in.
Just leave that for a moment.
It's quite a lot of works going on in King's Cross.
London, isn't it?
It's
Edinburgh's
reflective of the the general chaos artistically of the
month. Yes. This is the thing. That's why I like getting away to sort of a small little village like Edinburgh. It's sort of like, when compared to London, it's just like the wilderness.
Yeah.
You know, is there a Boots there? You know, is there a W.H. Smith? I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, that might be problematic. I think, I mean, we've got, 15 minutes before the train? I might have to nip in.
Oh, right.
Okay. It's just a few serums.
Serums that you need.
Yeah, so, I mean, flicking through the programme, I notice it's divided into several sections.
Yes.
We've got comedy, we've got children's show, we've got theatre,
opera,
you know, all manner of delights.
Yes.
Are there any shows that you're particularly yearning to see?
You know how I feel about a physical theatre.
Yeah.
That it is the pinnacle of all artistic endeavour, really. So I'm going to be sort of diving into that section.
Right.
Dance, physical theatre and circus.
Yeah.
As I imagine you would as well.
That's
your sort of thing,
Absolutely, yeah. Although I will, of course, also be looking for those off the beaten track.
Yes.
Yeah. So, now, have you seen any previews in
I've tried not to.
Yeah.
Simply because I consider previews to be spoilers.
Yeah.
You know, even whenever it's rained, I've tried to get in from the rain because I feel that is a spoiler for Edinburgh as well.
Right.
Yeah.
So in all areas of your life, if there's something that has reminded
me,
you
I haven't worn any tartan.
No, I've noticed that. Normally you are head to toe
in tartan.
In black and grey tartan.
Yes, exactly.
Your own special brand of black and grey tartan.
Exactly, it's the good child tartan.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything that reminds me of Scotland, yes. Bagpipes, I mean, we don't tend to tumble across those very much.
No. I mean, that must have been difficult. Mm. You know, this has been going on for quite a few months of preparation. Mm. Now I understand why. Yes. I couldn't really reach you during the referendum.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, surely you couldn't leave the house.
No, no whiskey.
No.
Allowed.
No.
No sporrans. Nothing.
I mean, in London it's full of sporrans.
Full of sporrans. And
dodge the sporrans.
Yes. And I've refused to accept any flyers or pieces of paper from anyone.
Right, right,
for the last
right.
7 months.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's wonderful because you're really like priming yourself to be ready for it.
To make it a unique experience.
Yeah, to make it unique.
To make a unique experience.
I mean, you've not even, you can't go near a post office because obviously anything royal.
Royal
Mile, you can't use paper royal notes.
No, I won't go into Starbucks because there's a Starbucks on the Royal Mile. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't celebrate Christmas because of those Christmas shops that are in Edinburgh.
Oh, the Christmas shops. Yeah. It's really permeated your life, but I think that's going to make your reviewing very pure when up there.
What I think Edinburgh needs is a third Christmas shop.
I mean, most cities need
exactly
a decent shop. Amount of Christmas shops.
Why especially in August? Especially in August.
Yeah,
you think, come on, there's only 5 months left till Christmas.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, especially, I mean, why not take advantage of all the tourists?
Exactly.
You know, that's the first thing I look for when I go to Edinburgh. Association Edinburgh. Oh, Christmas shop. Yeah.
Let's get some Christmas decorations.
Yeah, let's get a small Santa.
Get ahead of the curve.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Where are you staying?
I'm staying on a floor.
Right.
I'm staying on a floor in a...
Inside?
You know, I considered outside, but I'm actually going inside.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Glamping.
I know.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm staying with a very large sketch group. There are 19 members.
Oh, wow.
They're all male.
Yeah.
And they're all 22. Right. Full of hope. Full of
only
the joy.
19 of them?
I know.
It's a shame there couldn't be more, really.
Yeah, well, no, you're right. But on the other hand, they're sharing their accommodation with a play set in the Second World War, which consists of 22 lads,
right.
Graduates, you know, from Lambda.
Okay.
So I think actually there will be enough of a sort of social
right.
feel.
Good.
Exactly. No, yeah. Good. So, and I think, you know, and the sketch group are really vibrant.
Yeah.
Really vibrant young men. It's, you know, they're playing characters who are dressed in lycra.
Oh, right.
They're lycra-layered.
Excellent.
Is their tagline
lycra layered.
So they've got the lycra, they've got the wool, they've got the lycra on top.
Great.
It's all about costume changes.
Yes. Are they that group that did that great sketch about rape?
Yes. That's the
one. Oh, that was marvellous.
Yeah.
Oh, so daring.
Excellent. I'll be reviewing them every day.
Great.
Not in the show, but in life.
But it's just generally
around
the flat.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Well, 5 stars. Five stars a day.
And how about you, Ruth? Where are you staying?
I'm just staying at the Hilton.
Okay, yeah.
Slumming it, yeah.
For you, that's...
It is, isn't it? You know...
What's changed?
We have... I don't know. I just think as I get older, you just think, you know, you have to make some sacrifices.
Yeah. Well, I suppose now that your hours in work have decreased...
Oh, that's
because
true.
Because of the voluntary
question
mark
redundancy.
You know. Yeah.
So that's true. So one has to.
How is the FT?
Was the FT. You know, it's. I'm going to say it's a fine publication.
Yeah.
What I love is the diverse content.
Mm.
You know, and the way they see everything from a financial perspective. That's what I like.
I like
the fact that money's the only object.
Yeah.
That's what I like about it. And they reported on chess marvellously. So, you know, the little chess section was great.
Right, right.
They got me to do the crossword.
Yeah, I remember.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, so the reason they let me go was I decided
the
to...
The reason you left?
The reason we let me go...
Yes.
Was that I decided to shake the crossword up a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
why just words?
Yeah.
Why not equations? Mm. You know? And a lot of the readership were very much against that and rebelled. But, you know, that's the sort of fuddy-duddy readership.
Well,
they
I mean,
have.
You were trying to move things along.
I
and
was.
I do feel that you are penalised for your innovation.
Exactly. I just thought, why not just have a colour or a concept or a musical note instead of
bloody love that.
The letter
or,
B or whatever.
Or a smell. I remember smell. When this, you had a scratch and sniff one.
Yeah, that was great, wasn't it?
It was great. Yeah.
It was freshly cut grass.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember.
I didn't get it, but I really enjoyed the smell.
But you really got it.
But I... Ruth.
You know?
Yes, I do know.
Yes. But anyway, they've gone back to their sort of retrograde words. Yeah. Up and down, left and right words. Tedious. But, you know, that's the FT.
That's the FT.
That's the FT.
And you're you, and I think, you know, they're
lost. It wasn't
lost.
Always a good fit.
No.
It wasn't always a good fit. And so I'm going to be just freelancing on the fringe.
Yeah.
So that's going to be an interesting experience.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
Will you be moonlighting for The Scotsman, or is it yet to be signed
it's
off?
It's yet to be signed off. Mm. But, you know, because I wasn't having anything to do with Scotland, so I couldn't answer any of their emails.
Right.
For the last 4 months.
Yeah, no, I remember.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's been tricky. But so I'm just going to walk into their offices, and they'll know who I am.
Yeah.
So, they, you know, they're like you say, they're lucky to have me.
No, totally.
The thing is, you obviously you write your own blog and so on. That's not really for me. So I was thinking of maybe just sort of writing my reviews on paper and throwing them around Edinburgh.
Oh my God.
Do you think?
I think? Yes, I do think.
Yeah.
Maybe sellotaping them to certain posters.
Yes.
Which means you're sort of halving their work, or they... If it's a bad review, you'll still be sellotaping it to the poster in question.
Exactly.
But, you know, you're just warning them.
Exactly.
Warning the audience.
Don't go see this.
No, don't go see this.
Don't go see this, for goodness sake.
Yeah. I'm going to be... This is a bit of an...
This is exclusive.
I'm going to be judging the Total Theatre Awards.
Oh, my word.
Yes.
They're lucky to have you.
What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to enter acts that are not traditionally seen as being in that category.
Mm.
I'm going to override those rules and regulations. You know, because the whole point of theatre is not to have rules and regulations.
Exactly.
So I'm going to be judging something which would never expect to be in there.
Excellent.
Yeah.
For example,
the boys that I'm staying with, of course. Comedy. Sketch comedy.
Good.
Sketch comedy. Well, no, that's total theatre now.
That's total theatre. No. What about just an encounter that you have on the street with someone?
Yeah.
You know, like, I think you should review, like, someone flyering you.
Oh, my God.
On the Royal Mile. Because that's an experience.
Oh, my God, that is drama. What I may also do is I may aggravate that person. I may provoke them. I may say,
see how they respond.
Fuck you.
I don't want your fucking flyer.
And see how they react.
Yes. And, you know, if they do react in anger, that's exactly what we want.
That's a moment.
No.
Yeah. I'm also considering going into, I believe it's a pound shop. Where is it? It's not on Prince's Street.
What's
the
a
other
pound shop? Sorry.
So a pound shop is a really... So it's lovely, kitsch, retro place where you... It's very ironic. You can go in and you can... You're not going to believe this. You can spend £1 and buy a product.
I don't...
Okay. So basically what you can do is you can go in and you can buy all sorts of things. Now, I mean like bleach.
Oh, right.
Cleaning products. But also something a bit more fanciful, like a plastic flower.
Okay.
Anything you need. And, you know, who is not in need of these items?
Right.
£1, no change.
No change.
I mean, they've seen the 99p rule and thought, fuck that.
Throw that out the window straight away.
Yeah.
That's an interesting business model.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Okay.
So what I'm considering is I'm going to go in there and I'm going to demand my 1p change.
Ah.
And then punch the man.
And that is what Five Stars is all about.
That.
Straight there.
Is a Total Theatre award.
Total Theatre experience.
Yeah. So Total Theatre.
Total Theatre. You should review some flyering techniques on the Royal Mile.
I'm actually no. going. What I'm going to do, Ruth, is I'm going to fly up
That's
myself
good.
For a show which does
Doesn't
not exist.
Exist
yet. Maybe in the future it will. Maybe I'll inspire a young person to make this show.
You know what you should do? You should lie down to Flyer on the Royal Mile.
What?
Because I think that would be really subversive.
Ruth, that's amazing.
I've never seen that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You've blown my mind.
That's what I intended to do.
Yeah, well, I'm thank you, and I'm going to try that approach.
Try that.
I mean, well, okay, great. Maybe you can be there and document it.
People are just going to walk past and go,
what's this? Has this person fainted? What's going on? I
don't understand. Why are they holding flowers in their mouth?
Yeah.
Should I take one?
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to.
And I'm definitely going to read it.
I'm definitely going to see the show now.
Yeah.
Because this person has literally thrown the rule book of theatre and flyering out the window.
This person has ripped up the rule book and eaten it with their teeth. And swallowed it with their mouth.
There we go.
And digested it with their digestive system. And that's, you know, that's what it's all about. Now, I went to see a preview.
Oh, did you?
The other day.
Okay.
By a girl called Susan Harris.
What was that like?
It was okay.
Okay.
I was a bit confused. She was playing a character.
Oh.
And, you know, for me, I prefer to know exactly where I stand. I want someone beforehand to say, hello. This is what's going to happen tonight.
Yeah.
This person is called this, and they're going to play this character. And this character is like this.
Yeah, Brechtian.
Brechtian. Alienation technique.
Exactly. They're from them's technique.
Exactly.
Sort of, it's like the beginning of a Shakespeare play.
Yeah.
Where, you know, a prologue will come
Love
out.
That bit.
Exactly. Will come out and say, this is what's going to happen. Yeah. You know, you groundlings down there, you can come and go as you please.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what the plot is.
Yeah.
So you don't have to pay attention.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
sort of thing. Why can't we have that?
Why can't we?
In theatre and comedy these days.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you know,
summary.
I don't know what I thought of it because I wanted it to be... I wanted to know what it was beforehand. I didn't have time to make a decision, but... What I did come away with was a real feeling of heat. There was a lot of... It was a very hot room.
Oh, dear.
And
so you had probably had to mention that in your review.
I'm afraid... Yeah, I mean, that was the bulk of the review, was the hotness of the room. And unfortunately, I did have a virus, which...
Right.
You know, I mean, that's just the way it goes. So that sort of infiltrated my experience, you know?
Exactly. And I think that's absolutely what you should mention in a review. I wasn't very well. I didn't like it.
It was the first preview I saw and the room was hot.
Really
the
hot.
The room in London was
so
hot.
I didn't have a nice time.
No.
One star.
Yeah, that's basically that's what I'm going to do. Also, you know, it was problematic because I needed to take a phone call in the middle.
And why shouldn't you?
Yeah, why shouldn't you?
This could be important.
Yeah, hello, this is like real life. I'm going to... real life calling. Yes, hello, real life. I'm going to answer you.
Exactly. What you're doing on stage is pretend.
Yeah.
This is real.
Yeah.
It obviously takes precedence.
Exactly.
You know.
So I had a very nice long chat, but unfortunately a few people around me were not satisfied.
Oh.
I felt that those audience members near me really brought the tone down.
Yeah,
you
sort
know?
Of going, that typical British response of going,
yeah, yeah.
Stutting like that. They didn't have an original response.
No.
A typical response.
It was so British. One of them even said, I'm sorry, but would you mind... not doing that. You know, I'm sorry. No,
I'm sorry.
If you'd said to me, fuck you, turn the fucking phone off, I might have.
Gone wow.
Yeah, I would have gone, oh my God, this is like, this is raw.
Yeah. This is gritty, it's happening now.
Yeah.
But instead it's, I'm really sorry.
I'm really sorry.
I'm really sorry.
Would you mind? No.
No. I'm going to continue the conversation, primarily because of your response.
Yeah.
You know.
So that was my experience.
That's a shame.
So that's that.
So, Susan Harrison.
Yeah.
Okay, I actually...
TBC. To be confirmed.
Well, I did have something spoiled for me on the internet.
Right.
This girl. It was a YouTube video. It was linked from somewhere. And it's called Gemma Aerosmith or something. Aerosmith, something like that. And it was deeply confusing.
Okay.
Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
Your woman was playing a character. She's playing several, I think.
Oh, no, that's too...
What the hell?
What?
What's going on there?
I mean, all this character stuff, I just... Meh.
What it is these women masquerading as comedians.
I think you're right. No. I mean, I hate to say it, but I think you're right.
No.
I don't want to let the side down, but, you know, it's true.
Yeah, it's true. When a woman comes on, you just go, ugh.
Yeah, I just go, really?
Are they funny?
You know what I hate? I hate it when a woman swears.
Oh, it's
I
so...
just think... No, what are you doing? You're really you're really lowering yourself.
Yes.
I mean, I love swearing in everyday life.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see it scripted.
No. I hate...
Spontaneous swears? Great.
Great.
Scripted swears, no.
No. So pedestrian, isn't it? I hate the way sometimes these women comedians sort of do comedy from a female perspective. So dull, isn't it?
I hate that too. And equally, I hate it when they don't.
I hate both. Equally.
I find it nauseating when they sort of have a feminist slant, but equally I feel very let down when
they
don't.
So, can you satisfy me, please?
Yes, can you...
Do feminism, but don't.
Goodness don't sake. Do it, but do.
Do, come on.
Yeah.
So take that away.
Okay, so Gemma Arrowsmith, I won't be...
I wouldn't.
I mean, and I wouldn't. Yeah.
One star for her, definitely.
Yeah.
And also, my internet connection was really poor, so it was buffering a lot of the time.
For God's sake.
So that's going to have to count against her as well.
Well, no, of course. And were you slightly tired that day as well?
I was really tired. It was a really long day.
Well, you know.
You know, and so I was just reading the comments. I scrolled down and just read the comments underneath a lot of the time.
I actually find
you know,
that's
quite enlightening.
Yeah.
You know. I feel that a good, hearty YouTube discussion can really enlighten me on a number of issues.
I agree. I feel like it's sort of like reading the synopsis or the crib notes.
And I need to know whether someone is a bitch or not.
Yeah.
And whether they're fuckable. It's important
information. Well, yeah, I mean, you need to know that beforehand, before watching it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, you're going in there blind.
Exactly. So I often just pause the video straight at the beginning, scroll down first, and then that will determine whether I continue or not.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, I think that's a good approach.
There weren't even any cats in it.
I mean, sometimes I can forgive that if there's some falling.
If there's some falling.
But if there was no falling off
and
no cats, then I don't... Is it YouTube?
Is it YouTube even?
I don't know. I just wanted to double check with the programme. Was there anything on the back? You know, because I feel like we are so overwhelmed by the front end here, just an advert. And any other sort of thing?
A map.
A map. Oh my gosh, great.
Okay.
Edinburgh's greatest double act. Douches IPA. Okay, that's a joke. What they've done there is that's an advertising joke.
Okay.
So Edinburgh Fringe seems to be sponsored by two brands of beer. And they're imagining if those brands of beer were a double act.
I see.
Can you imagine that? Can you?
I'm struggling. I'm struggling to imagine that.
Yeah.
But advertisers know comedy, so
well,
I'm
exactly.
going to trust
so, no,
them.
Trust it.
I'm going to trust them.
Yeah.
So this, here we see. Right, this is here we see the map.
I mean, that's where I stayed last time. Was in a tent in the meadows.
Yes, I remember.
Not in the allocated area, but in the
sort of a yurt.
A yurt.
What I did was stay in London.
No, I remember that.
Do you remember that?
I remember that. And you commuted.
I commuted by plane.
I mean, it wasn't a long commute, so...
No. And, you know, some people say it was expensive, but I say to them, the FT was paying.
Yeah.
So
FTU. FTU. The thing that's wonderful about this brochure is that, you know, it's so easy to use.
It is.
It's so easy to flick through.
It is.
And this beautiful descriptions of each production, each act, in a very short space.
A really short space.
Almost like deliberately miniature.
Deliberately too few words to describe it.
Deliberately slightly too small to read.
Too small
and
to
again,
read.
And again, bringing us back to the endeavour, the trying hard, and only then will you succeed.
Exactly.
I mean, I bloody well can't wait.
Exactly. Neither can I. Yeah.
I've had 42 WhatsApp messages from the boys I'm staying
with. Oh, great.
Not to me, but to each
other. You're in the group.
I mean, I'm in the group. I mean, they never address me directly, but, you know, I'm in there.
You're in there, totally.
And they're very excited.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
This is their first Edinburgh, isn't it?
Yeah. High hopes. They've got really high hopes, and I think good on them.
Good on them.
They're hoping for...
They've got, like, PR, haven't they?
Yeah, they've got PR.
And they've got a director sort of thing working for them. So they should only end up a few thousand pounds in debt by the end, which is really good.
Which is really, really, really strong. Good. Also, they're hoping for three series. Three series for feature film.
Great. Well, I can't see why not.
Because
The thing about sketch comedy is there's so much of it about...
People love to commission you know, comedy, but especially sketch comedy.
It's sketch comedy because it's so cheap to produce, you know.
Yeah, no, like, I just feel like the development, comedy development, I mean, I know a few people in comedy development, and there's nothing they like more than a risk.
Yes.
Oh my! Yeah. Oh, I've never seen this person before. Great. Let's take a risk. They bloody love that.
You know, this could fail.
Yeah.
But that's what my job is all about.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
It's like a mantra. I hear that every day. Every day that I talk to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this person's never been on TV. Let's enable them to be on TV. You know, move out of the way, old timers. Let's get these new people on. Oh, constantly, that's all they ever say.
They're
so excited.
Opportunities. Just tossing them out.
Yeah. Risk, opportunity, chance. I mean, that's what comedy, that's what exactly. UK TV comedy is
all about.
You know.
Trying new things.
Oh, a forum. So many forums for trying. Yeah. Okay, great. I've just got another WhatsApp thread. Mm. Yeah. Okay, great. There's going to be another... Yeah. Okay, great. There's going to be another five people staying there. So.
Okay, that's good.
That'll be nice.
Really good. Yeah. I feel that there aren't enough free fringes. I think there ought to be more.
I would agree with you wholeheartedly, Ruth. You know, for me, the fringe is all about... freedom.
Yeah.
Freedom of expression. Mm. Freedom of money. Freedom to go where you want, do what you want, be who you are.
Exactly. And what's so beautiful is the way the free fringes have come together in a sort of spirit of brotherhood.
Would you call it a utopia?
I think I would. I'd go that far.
Yeah.
I'd go that far, yes. And I just feel, you know, there are currently three free fringes. Why not more?
Yeah.
Why not more?
Maybe they felt like free. Maybe it's a deliberate play on words. But no, I agree. I mean, there should be... there should be a lot more. And in terms of the main venues as well, the main four?
The main four.
No, why not have the main eight?
Or 17.
The main 17. The eight free fringes.
The eight free fringes.
You know, I agree with you.
That more free fringes, that's a way to definitely avoid any confusion or arguments over venues.
Yeah.
No,
I think you're right. And speaking from an audience point of view, I want more. I want more choice. I want more branding. I want more names of different venues and
that are
different
all
splintering
similar,
off.
Very different.
Similar, but very slightly different.
Different.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I might just pop into Butte's.
Okay.
Maybe.
Pick up some things before we head off to the wilderness.
Yeah.
Scotland.
Do you need to get anything before we trundle? I mean, do we need to check what platform or should we just sort of sense it?
I think we just feel it, don't we? We just feel it. I mean, we're heading north, so it's the north end of the...
I suppose so.
That's how it works.
There's a lot of people sort of rushing past us at the moment. Maybe they're on their way to get their last minute snacks.
That's probably what's
happening. Yeah.
I imagine. Mm. Just looking at the board.
Yeah.
See, I haven't been listening to any of the announcements because the woman speaking had a slight accent and I don't feel that I should have to work hard to understand someone.
No, I mean...
So I've not been paying attention to that.
Yeah.
Out of principle.
No, I respect that, Ruth, and you know that I
Yeah.
just... as myself, I don't like to be aware of my surroundings.
No.
So I only like to engage with what I'm doing creatively. And that's what I was doing creatively was talking about Fringe thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know.
Very single-minded, which is a great approach.
Yeah, thanks.
The 10:14 to Edinburgh Waverley is now departing from platform 2.
Now, what's interesting is on this departures board, the Edinburgh train... What it happened was it started out over the right and then it got further and further left.
That's quirky.
So it's quirky, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then it's sort of now it's disappeared.
Right.
So presumably that means we should now start thinking about finding the platform.
I mean, presumably. Mm. Yeah. I mean, we're both travelling first.
Yeah, obviously.
So...
You get a totally different type of person.
It's a totally different vibe.
Exactly. In first.
Can't quite see it now, the...
I don't know. Strange, because there was a train right here.
Yeah, there was, so it seems weird that now there isn't.
Now there isn't, and then it sort of, it trundled out that way.
Yeah.
And now it's all gone quiet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe that's, maybe this is a performance art piece, so we don't really need to worry or anything.
No.
But maybe we should go and, we'll ask information.
Yeah.
Ask information.
You've been listening to Susan Harrison's Back Row, co-starring the amazing Gemma Arrowsmith. You can catch both our shows in Edinburgh. Mine is Jenny Benton Wordsmith, 125 at the Underbelly Clover every day, apart from the 17th. And you know what? Gemma's show, Everything That's Wrong with the Universe, which is brilliant, is on directly afterwards. So you don't have to move. Well, you can move to go out and...